What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Now, I've been saying I don't believe it. I don't want to believe it that he was taking a shot at Shador because that would be ridiculous. However, Donnie here on Twitter, Twitter Actions brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Before I get to your phone calls, Donnie Season on Twitter. Calling out the media after your first game with two turnovers is definitely immature, Ken. How come he's getting defended because he made a mistake? How come he's getting defended because he made a mistake? Well, I didn't even think about that thing. I'm just so used to athletes taking shots in the media. I don't consider that anything.
Yeah, you just don't care.
I'm not playing the victim here either. It is what it is. It's part of the gig. I don't consider that. That is a hell of a point there, Donnie, because if you're taking shots at anybody after a one half of a preseason game, it is a little like, you sure you want to? I mean, everybody and their brother says preseason don't matter, and preseason isn't that big of a deal. You guys have hit me over the head with it a billion times since 2017, and you'll do it a billion more until I learn my lesson and stop pooping in the house. But man, that would be something if he's, I think maybe he's just trying to say he can play the game too, and he's read what we've written about him, and he did a fine job. See, I liked how he looked. And now the more and more that it's like, hey, you could have taken a shot at Shador. It could have been taking a shot. Why are you taking a shot at anybody? Why are you saying anything? It was the first half of a preseason game. Why would you do that? I don't care if he took a shot at us, media. I do care if he took a shot at his teammate. And I just don't believe he would have taken a shot. I don't care. I know they're competing for jobs here. They're teammates, but they're not really teammates.
I mean, is it really even a shot to say that, hey, you know, if he's genuinely out there saying, and maybe he could have phrased it better so he could be specific and there'd be, you know, no confusion over what he said. But, you know, yeah, you guys are in it for entertainment. Okay, yeah. I mean, that to me, not everybody's just a journalist, a straight up journalist. Like in sports, I mean, everybody is asked to give their opinions. So I don't even think that's much of a shot, to be honest, if that's what he was, you know, trying to do.
Brian and Menner, you're next up in the Fan.
Hey, good morning, Ken. How are you guys doing?
Doing well, Brian. Go right on ahead.
So I think whether he took a shot personally at Shador or not, and I don't think he did. Like you said, Ken, I don't think he's that stupid. I think that he's a little frustrated because of some of the attention that Shador has gotten. But I think his frustration as a whole is more toward, hey, this ideology of people are just kind of getting the rewards. They're enjoying the fruit of their labor without actually putting in the labor part. And if that was his shot and not a personal shot at Shador, I'm actually okay with that. And here's why. All right. Odell, Manziel, to some degree, Baker, Deshaun, all of this baggage, and now Shador Sanders. We have this infatuation in Cleveland, I feel like, of like, oh, we want this shiny new jewelry. What, we should be able to have that. That I want this fancy thing. And Cleveland is not about that. Cleveland is about putting in the hard work. We're not trying to say we're something before we're not. And I feel like, you know, if Dylan Gabriel, if he said that in general as a whole against just sort of the mentality of, you know, I'm legendary first and then putting in the work. I mean, would we even be talking about this if his last name wasn't Sanders? If this guy's last name was Cunningham, would we even be talking about this? Listen,
I mean, you don't think he would have been. Hold on. You don't think he would have been drafted? Is that what you're saying?
Who are you talking, Dylan or Shador?
Sanders.
That's a good question. Would he? I mean, he got chosen in the fifth round. I don't think it's because of necessarily of his father. I think it's because of his play on the field. I mean, he's a good quarterback. And listen, I root for both of these guys. I want somebody to come out of this. But at the end of the day, we've seen this movie before a little bit with look at me, look at me. And the Manziels of the world were not We're not getting it. We need somebody that's a little bit more mature, that's a little bit more less legendary out of the gate, guys. I mean, that's a turnoff. Everybody who's infatuated by this celebrity is, come on, I'm about winning football, and that's what this town is about. So if Dylan Gabriel said that, and he meant it toward just like society in general, and let's face it, I don't want to throw Gen Zs on the bus, but the younger people that might not be putting in the work first, right, that they just want it, they're entitled, then I'm kind of okay with that. That's almost, it's a mature statement.
I'm sorry, Brian. Thank you for the call. Oh, I'm not sorry. I just disagree. Now is not the time to be taking shots at teammates. Now is not the time to do that whatsoever. We get to D in Cleveland. You're next up in the fan. Hello.
Hey, what's going on, y'all?
Go ahead, D.
You hear me? All right.
Yeah, I got you. Go ahead.
So I got two things. First thing is about what we're talking about with Dylan and Shador. I think it wasn't necessarily a shot, but it was a Freudian slip, because I think Dylan knows that he's losing his competition in public eye on the field. You know what I'm saying? Like the caller said, he's frustrated. I think it was a Freudian slip. He meant it. You know what I'm saying? And I don't know how much Shador Sanders does trash talk, but I think it was a little something behind that, too. We don't know what they say to each other at practice. You know what I mean? Past that, what's the point of us having two rookie quarterbacks on the roster if neither one of them are good enough to play backup? And that's all I really got.
Well, are you saying, like, if Kenny Pickett ends up being the backup there, D? Yeah?
Yeah, I'm saying
I'll answer. I'll answer that tomorrow. I'll answer that one tomorrow. As best I can. You may still not like the answer. Find out. But thank you very much for the call and the time. Thank you all for your time. Owen, thank you for your time.
Oh, no.
No, you're not accepting the thank you?
No.
Well, still,
you're an entertainer. I'm a competitor.
I am an entertainer. I'm not a very competitive guy. I'm
trying to stack together wins here.
Big thanks to Aditi. She is a competitor. Big thanks to Daryl, definitely an entertainer. Big thanks to Zach, definitely an entertainer. Let's be serious here. He somehow thought of my funeral in Carolina. That's Zach. That's entertainment. We're back tomorrow, 6 to 10. John Greco going to join us on the show. I want to know from a guy whether or not he thought that that was a shot. I guess you got something to talk about all day now. That was interesting from Zach. We're back tomorrow, 6 to 10 again. For Big Country, for Jeff, for Mitch, for the Slippery Wizard, Anthony Lima, I'm Ken Carmen. Have a wonderful day, my friends. And oh boy, we gotta get the Guardians to get a win here. This is not a good run here. Go Guards. Let's go.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.